بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, let me begin by asking you a question. Which country are you from? You? Pakistan? And you? Syria? And you? Palestine? MashaAllah, and you? Sudan? And you? America? And you? Somalia? MashaAllah. Therein lies the answer. For many of you, you were born here, you grew up here, you went to school and college here, you got or want to get a job here, you value your status, meaning your immigration status. But when I ask where you are from, you name some other country. As if you are there, as if you are here only temporarily, waiting to return to your real home. That shows that you are living in your own house as a tenant, not as the owner. That will therefore define your sense of investment, responsibility, gain or loss. It will define your behavior. And in the end, it will define your influence. We need to decide if we are owners or tenants. It is essential to decide this because there is a very big difference in roles and responsibilities, in profit and loss. If you own your home, if you own your home, then its well-being, repair, maintenance, decoration or modification are your responsibility because the property belongs to you. You take the rent, you benefit from any increase in property value, you can sell the property or use it for anything you wish. It is yours. But if you are only a tenant, then you are here today but gone tomorrow. So though you may suffer some inconvenience if the property is not maintained well, it really doesn't bother you too much because you are not the owner. I submit to you, please wake up. This is your country and you are American. No matter what you imagine, you can't last 1 week in the country you think you belong to. If you don't believe me, ask your parents or grandparents what their childhood was like. Yes, listen to your parents, listen to their stories and take notes. If nothing, it will do wonders for your relationship. But you are raised in a culture where you are told that you are the best, smartest, cutest gift to mankind since plastics, and you believe it. So you lose the free wisdom that is yours for the asking from your parents and elders. But you won't listen to them. You don't sit with them. And if you are questioned, you say something totally stupid like, Dad says he walked 10 miles barefoot to the school because he had no shoes and there was no bus. So what? What good is that to me? Why should I listen to this boring story? I say to you that you are right because you only see the heat and the dust and the sweat and the bare feet. You are too stupid to see beyond to the determination, the ambition, the dreams, the grit to take the pain without complaint, to make something of his life, to be able to have a son who thinks his dad is a fool. And so, you get to learn things unnecessarily the hard way, your call. Remember, you can only change what you own. You can live in a rented house and complain until you die about all that is wrong with that house and what needs to be done. You will be totally right, but totally helpless because you don't own the house. Same thing with the society you live in. Until you start thinking of it as your society, you cannot change anything. For example, ask how many people complain about the political system in this country. And then ask how many of them register and go to vote. Ask how many complain about schools, and then ask how many stand for elections to school boards. All you need to do is just stand up and they will take you, but you won't do that. Ask how many complain about local administration. Ask how many volunteer on committees. How many volunteer to work in the fire service and the police. Ask how many complain about the genocide in Gaza or the invasion of Lebanon. Ask how many Muslims are in the protests picket lines, student camps. Ask who is getting doxxed and losing job offers. Ask if they are stupid or are they owners. Ask how many complain about Muslim refugee children coming through Christian and Jewish refugee assistance programs, which are state-funded and then go into non-Muslim foster homes. Ask why there is no Muslim family service organization and why Muslims don't volunteer as foster parents for Muslim and other children. Ask how many people talk about the problem of disunity in the Muslim Ummah, and then ask how many want a world that is free of Shias or Sunnis or Salafis or Sufis or whatever, depending on who you are. How then are we going to be united? So do we really want unity, or is it a joke? Complain to Allah alone in the night, then in the morning, act, invest, sweat, and work yourself to a standstill if you want change. That is the law. The difference between owners and tenants is the difference between contributors and consumers. Power depends on territory, or power comes with territory. Contribution defines territory. Consumers are manipulated, they are used. Contributors are respected, and they call the shots. Consumers, at best, may win a game. Contributors own the game. They can never lose unless they stop contributing. Read the history of the Muslims and you will see that the decline started when we switched from being contributors and became consumers. If you want power, start contributing. It's like a tweet by someone who was against BDS and the boycott campaign. The tweet said, "I want to boycott everything made by Muslims. Can someone please send out a list?" What's the answer to that? I remind myself and you that the Battle of Qadisiyah was fought in 636-637 AD near a place called Al-Hira, which is in present-day Iraq. And this was between the army of the Sasanian king, the Sasanian Persian king Yazdegerd III, and commanded by his general Rustam Farrokhzad, and the army of the Rashidun Khilafah of Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, commanded by Sa'ad ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu. Rustam Farrokhzad sent a message to Sa'ad ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu, asking him to send a representative for him to question. Sa'ad ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu sent Rabi'a bin Amr radiallahu anhu, a Sahabi who is only mentioned in this one incident. And had it not been for this incident, he may never have been mentioned. They tried to disarm Rabia radiallahu anhu, but he refused to give up his arms. He said, "You invited me, leave me as I am, or I will return." Now Rustam asked him why the Muslims had come. He offered every soldier in the Muslim army gold if they returned without fighting. Rabia radiallahu anhu refused the gold, and he said, "We have not come to take anything from you." Rustam asked, "Then why have you come?" Rabia radiallahu anhu's answer is the answer for all Muslims. He said, "Arsalna Allah linukhrijakum min ibadati libad ila ibadati rabbil ibad. Min juril adiyan ila adalatil islam. من ضيق الحياة الدنيا إلى سعة الحياة الدنيا والآخرة." He said, "أرسلنا الله." Allah sent us. لنخرجكم. To take you out. من عبادة العباد. From the worship of the slaves. إلى عبادة رب العباد. And take you to the worship of the creator of humanity, creator of the slaves. Min juril adiyan, from the confusion, constriction, the arguments, the noise, juril adiyan of different religions, ila adalatil islam, towards the justice of Islam. وَمِنْ دَيْقِ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا إِلَىٰ سَعَةِ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. From the constriction, the stress, the problems of the life of this world, to the wusat, to the expanse, the freedom from stress of the life of this dunya wal-akhirah. This is the beauty of Islam, that Islam invites us to a beauty of this life and the akhirah. The problem is that we have forgotten that we came to give. We didn't come to take. But instead of giving, we are now taking from everywhere. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent His Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with a game plan, with a whole way of life meant for us to learn and to teach others. Instead of that, we forgot the Nabi alayhi salam, we forgot the plan, we forgot his teachings, and now we are running like ignorant people behind others and trying to live our lives like theirs, even though we see that their lives are so full of stress and so full of pain and suffering and confusion. But we run behind them and we think that somehow we are going to have a beautiful life. I remind myself and you, let us own responsibility for ourselves, own responsibility for our families, own responsibility for our society, environment, own responsibility for our country, and say, whichever country you live in, if you are living there, do something for the country. Do something for the nation. Do something which makes you stand out as a contributor to the nation that you live in, because you are taking from that nation. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us net contributors, that we give back more than we take. وَصَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ نَبِيِّ الْكَرِيمِ وَعَلَىٰ آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ